Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a certain pattern to Reformation sermons, a certain type. The first is the one that trumpets Luther as the great hero of the Reformation with all the shades of triumphalism and glory. Another type, perhaps because the first type makes us feel guilty, is the type that says Luther is not a very important person anyway, and why can't we just be Christian without all this talk about Luther? Is the third type in between, or is it set apart altogether? And our lesson today warns us about either type, and in fact, any type. And to throw into the mix the installation of a new colleague, our brother Tom, may seem a distraction from the whole theme, and what a blessing that might be in itself. For today we come to find the church about its business, the business of having servants being brought to serve it and to work for it under the direction of God's Holy Spirit, as some servants of old had been brought to the service of the church. It's a matter of identity, perhaps, because if people ask us who we are, we're inclined to say, oh, we're Lutherans. Who are you? We are children of Abraham. Ah, the problem of my identity is there. We are sons of Abraham. And the problem with regards to freedom, which is still a problem today, understanding what freedom means, was theirs. We are in bondage to no one. We are free because we're children of Abraham. Jesus had said, no, you're sons of the liar. How was that? By quite simply determined to be good. That's amazing, isn't it? They were sons of the liar by their determination to be good. The Pharisees declared that a man shall will what is good and be able to do what is good. That made them sons of the law. A life devoted to the law, they said, possesses truth and freedom. And ours is also the danger of such a false identity. Are we sons and daughters of Luther? The demands for freedom, our sense of freedom, our own thing, is still here today. And when Luther talked about the freedom of the Christian man, we still don't exactly know what he meant, because we have the modern-day sense of what freedom is. Not necessarily the crass freedom from all types of responsibilities, but nevertheless a sense of freedom, of independence, of not being able to become part of the body, to be seen part of the body. And so today also we are in danger of being sons of the liar, of Satan. Now, verse 31 has and starts with that big word, if. It catches us out. It brings uncertainty. It causes us to ask, is there sufficiency here? What should the Jews have done? Do what Abraham did. And what did Abraham do? Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, Jesus told them. He saw it and he was glad. So there's a new identity here. It's one greater than that of Abraham, and of course, one greater than Luther. In contrast to the Jews, Jesus tells us that he is prior to Abraham, not just before, you understand, but he is more than Abraham. And that the men and women who believe in him find a new identity, and indeed a new freedom as disciples. We are reminded of another person who desired freedom, freedom from his father, that one that we call the prodigal son, who took leave of his father's presence to be free. Ah, that's so familiar. That has a ring today, to be free. And by becoming free of his sonship, what did he find out that he ended up being? He became a slave. And so when he returns to the father's house, not quite to his father, you see. He offers himself now as slave in his father's household. But as Tillich puts it, the waiting father was there. to redeem, to bring back, and to make the son and to give him back his freedom, the freedom of adult sonship, but nevertheless sonship, and all the freedom that that brings with it. That's the new identity. We may be children of the Reformation in a very good and proper way, but that gives us freedom to hear the truth in a way that was not there before, and the truth of our sonship and daughtership under God. This is the thing that really makes us free and gives us freedom indeed. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death, Paul said. And again, for freedom Christ has set us free. Stand fast, therefore, and do not submit to the yoke of slavery. So what about those ifs? In him there are no ifs. There are no ands. But there is a but. The truth. But the truth. The truth. The trustworthiness of God. That's what the truth is. His trustworthiness for us. And so, Thomas Rakup, your installation today is not a distraction. Rather, it would remind us of the ongoing life of the church, the life that is of sonship and daughtership, with none of the ifs that life brings us, or of our types of freedom, but the certainty of the way in which God provides for his church servants, people to serve in their own sense, in God's sense of freedom, as his servants indeed, but especially as his sons and daughters. That's the thing. No longer slaves in the old sense to sin and death, but in the sense of the sons and daughters of God. And so here we are. This is the message that Tom and all of us want to hear. Not of Abraham, not of Luther, but of the Christ, the one who was prior to Abraham. And with Abraham and with Luther, we stand now to rejoice that we have seen his day, and we are glad in it. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through true faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.